And earlier this week, when we were doing worship planning, Dennis told me a story that connected to this passage for today. And I can't remember if this is a personal story of his or not, but I'm just going to act like it is. So here it goes. Dennis has this friend. She's many years older than he is, but she decided that she wanted to run in a 5K. She had run in middle school and in high school, but ever since having children, she'd kind of given up on exercise, which I can relate to. But anyway, she made up her mind that she was going to run in this race. And so she joined a running group. She got all the right gear. She got trained so that she could make it through. She was one of those type A kinds of personalities. And she wanted to make sure that everything was just so. Which is why she got there plenty early on the morning of the race, just to make sure that everything would go right. To her surprise, though, when she got there, crowds were already there. People were there ready to cheer on their friends. There were news crews. People were already getting lined up. So to her dismay, she had to rush. She made sure she was hydrated. She made sure she was stretched. She got herself in line, and she waited for the race to begin. And before she knew it, it was time to take off. So she went with this huge crowd, and she was grateful that she hadn't missed her chance. 1K came and went. Then 2K, then 3K, then 5K came and went, and the race seemed to be nowhere near stopping. But she just kept going. She kept running. And at some point, she realized she wasn't running with the 5K crowd. She was running with the marathon crowd. But you know what? She just kept going. She walked a bit. She jogged a bit. But she finished her race. When Dennis, I'll say, asked her about it later, she told him, "Well, it wasn't the race that I planned on running, but it was the race I found myself in," which I think we can all relate to in one way or another, especially after a week like this church has just had. We've had funerals and deaths of dear friends. We had a tragedy unfold before a lot of people's eyes, a family's house burned down, not to mention a citywide festival that we throw where thousands of people attend every year. It wasn't the race we had planned on running this week, but it was the race that we found ourselves in, which maybe was what the author of Hebrews felt when he was preaching this to a group of discouraged Jewish Christians who were struggling to find their place in the early church. They had found Jesus. They had accepted Christ. But that had taken them off their course, off the path that they had planned on and had been faithful to. Now they were charting a new course, and they didn't know where it was going to take them. And the writer of Hebrews knew that. The writer of Hebrews felt that, not just because it had been his own experience, no, because it had been the experience of every person of faith who has ever lived. See, the verses that come right before this passage that I read list a long legacy of saints who kept their course, who finished their race despite the twists and the turns they faced in the ever-changing world around them. Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, and Samuel, all of these, the author says, They conquered kingdoms. They helped to bring out justice. They obtained promises. They escaped the sword. They won strength out of weakness. But were things easy for them? Did God make sure that everything was simple and straightforward for them? The author of Hebrews says, by no means. They struggled. They suffered. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in caves and in holes in the ground. And yet, it says, these are the saints on whose shoulders we all stand. These are the ones whose endurance, whose perseverance encourages us, cheers us on today. Hebrews says we can look to this cloud of witnesses. We can look to these people whose story makes up our DNA. But more than that, we can look to Christ. We can look to someone who knows suffering, who knows pain and rejection, who knows something about perseverance, no matter the cost. As we run the race that is before us, we can look to Christ, and in doing so, we can find the strength to endure. We can find the strength to persevere. We can find the strength to keep on going, even when we would rather pack up shop and head home. Because as we all know far too well, that often is not an option. We don't get to choose to pack up shop and go home. Even if this week has not hit us personally with loss or with tragedy, it has probably held its own difficulties of some kind. Frustrating medical difficulties or medical mysteries, ailing parents who need caring for, moody children who are adjusting to new schools, challenges at work and at home. We have all felt all of these in one way or another. And not because our church is special in any way, it's just part of life. This is just how the race plays out. No matter how well you plan or lay things out or try to control life, life is not easy. In an interview this week with Anderson Cooper, Stephen Colbert, who I know is a late night comedian who sometimes can be a little political, but he is a devout Catholic. And he spoke about the experience when he was 10, when his father died and his two brothers died in a plane crash. And he talked about how that tragedy shaped him as a person of faith. He said, "It is a gift to exist, and with existence comes suffering." And then he said, "What do you get from loss? You get awareness of other people's loss, which allows you to connect with that person, which allows you to love more deeply and to understand what it's like to be a human being if it's true that all humans suffer." He even said, that's why his mother loved the Virgin Mary so much, because she knew what it was to lose a child. See, our race is often so frustratingly different from what we would have hoped, from what we would have dreamed. And yet, it is the race in which we find ourselves. And by God's grace, we are given comfort in knowing that we are not the first people to find ourselves on different ground from what we had intended. We are not the first people to face hardship or challenge or struggle. We're not the first people to question or to doubt or to raise our fists in frustration. We are not the first, and neither are we the last. See, we too are part of that great cloud of witnesses. We too are ones who have been empowered not just to finish our own race, but to cheer others on in theirs. We too are the ones called to encourage others, to comfort others, to come alongside others in the midst of their own races and to help them persevere. Because we will all find ourselves running in races we had never intended. But with that great cloud of witnesses, with Christ as our guide, we can run with perseverance the race that is set before us, trusting that the God who knows our every pain, our every suffering, also knows the way to see us through. Amen.